There are nearly 20 million
military veterans in the U.S. Each week, we focus on their stories.
Powered by ConnectingVets.com.
This
is CBS
Eye on Veterans.
Eye on Veterans.
Here's Navy veteran Eric Dame.
Welcome to another edition of CBS Eye on Veterans, a weekly program offering actionable information to fellow vets transitioning back to civilian life after serving their nation in uniform. We are powered by ConnectingVets.com, the best place to find every sort of resource a veteran would need. And we know because we are vets ourselves. This hour, we'll learn about Cowboy Crickets, a vet-owned company that's hopping to success in the snack world.
So we like to compare them to beef. Pound for pound, we have twice as much protein, twice as much iron, and 43 times as much omega-3. So it's extremely nutrition dense.
We'll talk to comedian Jordan Klepper about his new show, Klepper, on Comedy Central, the first season of which features two episodes focusing on veterans' issues.
A lot of times civilians have a hard time understanding and relating to veterans and their issues, and so that was a good challenge for us.
And Florida Congressman Brian Mast joins us along with Air Force and Army vet Harmony Allen to tell us about Harmony's Law, legislation named for Allen focusing on military sexual assault and rape that the congressman is co-sponsoring.
The military can't make right somebody being raped, somebody being assaulted. There should be zero tolerance for this whatsoever in the military.
Protein. It's an important part of any balanced diet that you can get from many sources, like beef, for example. But did you know that pound for pound, the amount of protein in beef pales in comparison to the amount of protein in crickets? Coast Guard vet James Rowland knows it. He and his wife Kathy, also a Coast Guard vet, co-founded Cowboy Crickets, which is taking the snack world by swarm.
You know, we've had a few different businesses, most of which failed. And when I found out about crickets from my wife after she went to the bug buffet at MSU, I thought it was just a crazy idea. You know, no one in the U.S. wants to do this. But the fact is, we have a growing population, and we need to find ways to feed the people that are going to be on planet Earth by 2050, which is estimated to be over 9 billion people. And so I have a personal interest in this because we've had food insecurities ourselves. When we lost our last business, we weren't able to eat. And so that's really why we want to do this. We want to feed people.
Well, and that brings up a very interesting question, and I'm sure a lot of people who are not partaking in crickets as a snack food. What is the nutritional value of a cricket?
The nutritional value of a cricket is enormous. We're in Montana, so we like to compare them to beef. Pound for pound, we have twice as much protein, twice as much iron, and 43 times as much omega-3. So it's extremely nutrition dense.
When it comes to raising crickets, though, I mean, you need quite a few crickets to equal one cow producing beef out there. How does one get started in that? I mean, is it as simple as going out in the backyard and gathering them up, or is there some sort of industrial cricket supplier out there?
You definitely don't want to just get them from your backyard. There's many different farms out there now, including many of our farms, that you're able to get crickets from, and that's exactly what we did. We just started with some, started raising them in our facility. And, a couple years later, now we've got almost a dozen farms that are raising them for us. And anyone that wants to learn how to actually farm crickets, we even made a YouTube channel specifically for teaching people that because we had a lot to learn. So we want to give the information away.
The beef industry that you just mentioned also requires a ton of space, of course, because each individual is a couple thousand pounds. That wouldn't seem to be the same issue with crickets. How does that benefit you as far as the fact that you're dealing with, you know, such small insects?
Yeah, we have a lot more adaptability. We can have someone have a farm in their garage or in a 20,000 square foot purpose-built facility, and both of them can be successful farmers. What's neat is compared to beef, the crickets are so efficient, not just in land, which is about 200 times less land, but also we use 2,060 times less water, 14 times less feed, produce 80 times less methane per pound. So it's just so much easier on the environment.
Have you found that people are becoming more accepting of crickets as food? Have you seen that attitude changing since you've been in the business?
We have. It's been amazing to see people's attitudes change. We've had the greatest impact in Montana because that's where we're at. But, you know, we've done talks all over the country and we've done conferences online all over the world. And the overall mentality is changing. 80% of cultures around the world already eat insects, but pretty soon it's going to be 100.
With people who come up to you, and I'm sure they ask this question, so I imagine you have an answer, but I certainly have it. What does a cricket taste like? I mean, what are these snacks that you make like?
You know, just like with anything, what you feed them and how you treat them makes a big difference, right? Grass-fed beef versus corn-fed beef, big difference. So we feed them a proprietary blend of grains and grasses. There's no corn, no soy. It's all natural. And because of that, they taste something like a sunflower seed. If you could imagine an air-puffed sunflower seed, that's pretty much what a cricket is like.
Huh, that's kind of interesting. And do they come in a variety of flavors and styles, or is it just straight-up crickets?
We do everything from plain crickets to flavored whole crickets. We have cricket powder, and then we also have our chocolate chirp cookies, which is by far our best product.
You know, I think there are a lot of veterans out there, and of course you served in the Coast Guard, wanting to find their way as business owners and entrepreneurs out there. There's kind of a market saturation in certain areas. There's plenty of t-shirt companies and coffee companies and things like that. Do you think this is an avenue that more veterans could and should get involved in who want to run their own business?
Absolutely. Not only do we need more crickets, so we need farmers, period, but small agriculture has been shown to be very helpful with some of the issues that we see within the veteran communities, PTSD and anxiety. It gives you a real purpose, and you're able to take a lot of the same skills that you learned in the military and apply it into agriculture. And crickets is one of those options.
Is this something that could be done in a place like New York City, Los Angeles, or does there need to be some more space than people might have in those areas?
You know, as far as doing it for yourself, you can definitely raise them anywhere. We have people who just send us pictures and stuff to show us what they're doing, and they're raising crickets literally in a closet. If you want to do it commercially, though, then you need to have access to a much larger space. And so being somewhere that doesn't have the cost of New York or Seattle would definitely be helpful.
How surprised were you when your wife suggested crickets? You thought it was a bad idea. She turned out to be right, and it's really taken off for you. Was that a shock?
It's a shock every single day. It's amazing how much we've been able to do and just really how successful this business has been. And I never could have guessed that it would have been so successful. It's really been an amazing journey, a very non-traditional journey, but fun nonetheless.
The way that I found out about Cowboy Crickets was seeing it in a Bunker Labs release that they put out on organizations that they were working with. How helpful has that kind of partnership been for you? You know, these organizations like Bunker Labs that are specifically set up to help the veteran business owner.
Bunker Labs is an absolutely amazing organization. They do a phenomenal job of helping veterans connect within their communities. Even if you're just thinking about it, I highly suggest that you go and find your local Bunker chapter. They're an amazing group of people, and we would not be anywhere close to where we are right now without their support.
Now, people can find Bunker Labs, of course, if they want to find your products, your crickets and the powders. I mean, is this something that is available in stores? Is it only by special order? Are you hoping to get into some national chains if you're not already?
We're definitely looking to expand our retail side of things. Right now, you can find us on the East Coast in Mom's Organics. In Montana, we have a few small chains that carry us, like Town and Country. And then online, you can find us at cowboycrickets.com, as well as on Amazon.
When it comes to the fact that, as you mentioned, your wife was the one that suggested it, you thought it was a terrible idea. As usual, she was right. Neil, do you think that veterans who are entrepreneurs or have that entrepreneurial spirit should be more open-minded when looking at the possible roads of business that they might go down?
Absolutely. Every branch seems to have their own little slogan, right? But everyone knows Semper Gumby. You got to stay flexible. And I think that's one of the things that makes veteran entrepreneurs so strong is we're able to look at things a little bit differently and go, well, you know, we're probably not going to get shot today. So it's not a bad day. And we can continue on down the road and just keep building our business.
You can learn more and check out their product line at cowboycrickets.com. When we return, we'll talk to comedian Jordan Klepper, host of Comedy Central's aptly titled new show, Klepper, about the two veteran-focused episodes of the first season. CBS Eye on Veterans is back in a moment.